Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 15 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host, TK Muffin, and today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. Going straight in, yesterday, well, by the time I'm recording this, it's Sunday, but yesterday it was Friendship Day, one of the best events ever in Pokemon Go. It was amazing. I'm going to go into that later, but, well, it's kind of going into it now because the first news article is all about Friendship Day. By the time you listen to this, it'll probably be over, so it probably won't matter that much. So it says, catch Pokemon with your friends during Friendship Day. Trainers, we're excited to introduce Friendship Day, a new event that's all about having fun with your friends and enjoying various bonuses while playing Pokemon Go. For this first Friendship Day, Grass-type Pokemon will be appearing more often in the wild, plus you'll be able to complete a collection challenge to receive a ton of XP, and you'll have an increased chance of receiving lucky Pokemon when you trade with a friend. Date and time are Saturday, April 24th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time. The features include various grass-type Pokemon will be appearing more often in the wild. Complete the Friendship Day collection challenge before the event concludes to earn 175,000 XP. Green confetti will be appearing in the map in celebration of grass-type Pokemon. Bonuses are you have an increased chance of receiving a lucky Pokemon when you complete a trade with a friend. Please note that this bonus will be active until 5 p.m. local time on the day of the event. Trade distance will be increased to 40 kilometers, and 3x catch XP bonus will be active. Incense activated during the event will last for 3 hours, and lures activated during the event will last for 3 hours. Be sure to share your adventures with us on social media using hashtag PokemonGoFriend. We can't wait to see what Pokemon you and your friends catch and trade together during Friendship Day. So, alright, loads of things was amazing because, well, the first thing that I liked the most was I caught a perfect Swaddle, like, or Hundo, doesn't matter what you like to say, like, perfect Hundo, 100%. Well, yeah, so I caught that. I don't know what I'm going to do with it just because, like, I haven't actually read stuff about it yet, but I'll probably maybe evolve and stuff. But right now, another thing I'm going to talk about, I did a trade and I got a lucky Noibat, which is a 15-15, I think, a 13. So it's really good and it's lucky as well. So that's my buddy now on the way to become best buddies. And I have to walk. And the only bad thing is it's 5 kilometers for one candy. So it means, like, with Magikarp you have to walk 400 kilometers, but for Noibat you have to walk even further, so definitely gonna have that for a while. And the other stuff is there's a bit of a glitch, I think. I don't know if it's just for me, but the grass things weren't appearing until I went to my Rocket Raider, then went off, and the grass, like, kind of confetti came down. Then when I actually didn't try it again, and the same thing happened, so I don't know why that happened, but it's still a good day overall. And also, the XP helped me level up, so, but as you know, I made a new account, so I'm still quite low level, it's level 32, but now I'm level 33, which is pretty good. And yeah, so the next bit of news is Team Go Rocket is back. As you know, if you've been playing recently, there would be no rocket balloons, rocket stops or anything. It says, trainers, thank you for your patience while we address the issues in Team Go Rocket. We apologise for the extended absence. We are letting you know that they are back. To make up for the time Team Go Rocket was away, Shadow Zapdos will be returning as an encounter when you defeat Giovanni from Tuesday, June 1st at 12 a.m. until Thursday, June 17th at 12 a.m. local time. Thank you again for your patience and understanding while we worked on this issue. Pokemon Go team. Quite a short one, but it doesn't really affect me since I already had the Shadow Zapdos. I did that, like, on the first few days, which was okay. And yeah, that's actually all the news for today, and now it's time to go into Megazone. Yep, you heard it. It is not Megazone, and since there's not many Megas left in Pokemon Go, we're going to be doing it every other week instead of going over, or every week, a random Pokemon. And this week, it's Muna, the Dream Eater Pokemon. So it's the 517th Pokemon, like, ever, and this Pokedex entry is, late at night, it appears beside people's pillows. As it feeds on dreams, the pattern on its body gives off a faint glow. It eats dream and releases mist. The mist is pink when it's eating a good dream, and when it's black when it's eating a nightmare. Height is 0.6 Pokemon. Weight is 23.3 kilograms. It can be both male and female. Category, as I said, Dream Eater Pokemon. Abilities are Synchronized and Formed 1. That's not in Pokemon Go, but just like everything. Type is Psychic with a weakness of Ghost, Dark, and Bug. And it's evolved Mushana, which is the 518th Pokemon. It is the Drowsing Pokemon. When a dark mist emanates from its body, don't get too near. If you do, nightmares will become reality. It drowses and dreams all the time. It's best to leave it if it's just woken up, as it's terrible grump. That's funny, a terrible grump when fleshy rounds from sleep. So the height is 1.1 meters, weight is 60.5 kilograms, can be both male and female. Category, obviously, the Drowsing Pokemon, but it's synchronized and 4-1. So it's the type of psychic with a weakness of Ghost, Dark, and Bug. So yeah, that's the end of, don't know what to call it yet, maybe the Pokedex time, something. So, and also that's the end of the episode as well. Please subscribe so you don't miss another episode. Also, as always, there's the site. Please leave a review on anything or the thing you listen to, or even you can like go on the site and send something in. It can be just saying hi or questions. And yeah, so that's the end of episodes, as I said. And see you next week for another episode of the Pokemon Go podcast.